The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
South Carolina Senator Josh Kimbrell, who represents Spartanburg, is calling on Spartanburg County Public Libraries to remove certain books from its children's sections. On our guest line this morning, Senator Kimbrell. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, good morning, Joey. Good to be with you.
Always a pleasure. I appreciate your time this morning. So talk with us. You had a news conference yesterday across from the Spartanburg County Library. There's some concerns by you and parents on some books in the library there. Give us the details.
Well, and I will tell you, it's not just isolated to Spartanburg County. Given that's my district, I chose to make a stand there. But, you know, we've been working on this, Joey, most of the year. I think you and I have talked about it during the budget cycle. We have a horrible rash, if you want to call it that, across the state, where a bunch of folks in various libraries, whether it's public libraries or school libraries in public schools, where we have a bunch of materials that are really highly inappropriate for minor kids, particularly young elementary school kids that are of a sexual nature. And, you know, I'm a little stunned. I'll be honest, Joe. I've been in politics for a while. I did radio for a number of years like you've done, and I've seen a lot, but I never thought we would actually have to fight about whether or not it's a good idea to put pornographic images in front of kids. And we literally had some of the coverage of the event yesterday where some of the news stations had to blur out certain pages of these children's books for 3 and 4 year olds that I brought to the press conference because they were too explicit.
Yeah.
So my argument has been, I have all these folks on the left that want to go crazy and say, well, Kimbrell wants to ban books. He wants to burn books. He's a Nazi. You know, that's always what these left-wing extremists go to, start calling you a Nazi. Nobody's trying to burn a book. Nobody's trying to ban any books. We're just saying it's a really bad idea to put pornography and books talking about sex changes in the hands of a preschooler, and that's what I'm fighting. And I've worked on this since early this year. I wrote a letter to the director of the library back in April. We've talked to the head of the Library Association statewide, and nobody took me seriously on this. They all ignored it. They left this stuff in there. I had hundreds of parents' messages coming into my office about this stuff, and I finally decided, look, if they won't answer my letters and do something about it, I'll just go down there and we'll make a public scene, and that's what we did.
Yeah. Now, so you said you had written a letter, and I remember when you sent that letter to the library earlier in the year. What was their response then? Because, as you're aware, the library director, administrator, whatever Todd Stevens. He's claiming, well, why didn't the senator just come to me rather than us having this conversation, you know, via broadcast media? What was his response earlier in the year?
Basically, it's a nothing burger. It got downplayed. I thought that was interesting. I saw that in the coverage, too. It's really entertaining the way some of the local news outlets took it, right? They basically let Director Stevens and they had that letter, so I'm a little disappointed they didn't run the letter. Because they let Director Stevens basically say, well, you know, Kimbrell's over there doing a press conference and all he had to do is come talk to me. We tried that, right? So we wrote a letter. We got no real response. And we got the perfunctory response back. Well, okay, we'll look into it. Well, nothing happened, right? They didn't do anything about it. And whenever we were dealing with the budget process, I actually wrote an amendment in the state budget that the Senate passed and adopted, saying that we're going to pull this stuff out of the libraries. We're not going to let this stuff be in the kids section, right? It's okay if you want to put these things in parent sections or you want to put it in an adult section, go for it, but we don't want it in the kids section. And the amendment actually said that we were going to cut library funding for doing that. If they put these books in those kids sections, we would defund that program. And we got it through the Senate, but over in the House and during the conference committee, it got struck out. So then what we saw is when I authored the amendment to the budget over in the Senate, we started seeing some of these things come off the shelf. And actually, a number of parents in Spartanburg said, hey, Senator, thank you for doing something about this. These books that we thought were highly offensive in the kids section are being pulled out of there, and we really appreciate it. And I thought, okay, good, mission accomplished. until the budget amendment failed, and then all this stuff started reappearing, and all the messages from parents started coming back. Yeah. I don't blame Director Stevens personally. I'm sure it's a big organization. He's got a lot of folks. But I do expect whenever I write a letter as a senator that represents the county where he operates, I expect a little more oversight than that. And, you know, that's why we took to the press conference. Nobody was disrespectful or mean, but I wanted people to see what I was talking about, because there's been this effort by a number of folks to deny this even happening, right? I mean, we've had some of these people say, oh, this is a lie. These books don't exist. Well, I held up an entire stack of them yesterday that do.
And as my understanding, that some of the books that you held up, these books, parents have just recently checked those books out. I mean, so they know they were there.
They checked them out literally last week. So what we did, because again, it's still funny to me. I literally had people even posting yesterday, well, those are just props, or you know, the senator didn't give us the name of the books. Well, the books, you can see it on the TV, right? I mean, you look at the press conference on my Senate page. You can see the titles. There's a sticker in the back that says Spartanburg County Public Libraries, and they were literally checked out by, more than one, a parent last week who said, hey, look, we'll bring this to you. It's had parents going to different libraries checking these books out last week. So this isn't like these books were checked out last year or last decade. It was last week.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned that this is not something that is just isolated to Spartanburg. So if a parent were to go to, say, a Greenville County library or an Anderson library or Oconee library, you feel like they're going to find some of these same books there?
I know for sure in Greenville, unless they pulled them, because I had parental complaints about that too. But, I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not senator for Greenville. I don't want to step on toes. Yeah. I know Richland County, we've heard about that. Richland County, Charleston County, Lexington County, Greenville County. Most counties. I mean, not every county, but a lot, most. I mean, Richland County, which, of course, Columbia, pretty liberal area, they actually were openly proud of it. They were out there on TV, you know, trashing me for authoring the amendment last year and saying, well, under the senator's amendment, we will lose millions of dollars. Okay, well, that's a lie, because the amendment we offered in the budget said if you offer pornography in the kids section, you will lose funding. So my answer to that was, nobody's cutting your budget unless you put pornography in the hands of kids. And you know, that's a pretty stunning admission that they're saying, yeah, we're going to lose $1 million under this guy's amendment, when the only reason they lose $1 million is to put sexual materials in the hands of kindergartners. I think that's a stunning admission by the director of the Richland County Libraries.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So, all right. So, Senator, what do you think the outcome is going to be? Do you think your news conference yesterday, bringing a sort of shining the public light on to this matter, do you think that you're going to get some action this time? You think they'll actually do something?
Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, look, I'm going to keep my eyes on it. I've got this concerned parents groups and Moms for Liberty. They're going to keep their eyes on it. This isn't going to go away. So, I mean, my message to the library system, and I'm going to write a follow-up letter after Director Stevens' comment last night and, you know, reiterate, hey, look, we reached out in April. Now you've seen our public statement. I really like to keep in touch on what the action steps are going to be. Yeah, we're not going to let this go, because, in my opinion, you know, this goes back to what they've done in Florida also. And all these folks in the extreme left, they want to muddy the waters on what this is, okay? Most people with kids, most parents understand this is sick. This is a sick agenda. Yeah. Nobody's trying to, you know, I love whenever, even the protest yesterday, they're holding signs, ban Josh Kimball, not books. You know, that doesn't bother me one little bit, but it also shows that the supposed tolerance of these radical left wingers who say that they are all about tolerance. Nobody's talking about limiting academic freedom or banning books or burning books. We're saying don't give this garbage to kids as young as 3 and 4 years old. And Joey, I don't think that's a radical position. I intend to make sure we defend our kids in this state, and I'm not going to let us become California or New York in this regard.
Yep. Yep. Senator Josh Kimball, it's always a pleasure. Check back with us. I'd love to know what the response of the library is after you send your letter to them and after you follow up with them. I'd love to know what the response is.
My pleasure. I appreciate your keeping your eyes on this too, Joey.
Sure thing. Always a pleasure. Be safe out there. Senator Josh Kimball.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.